shaping up to be another rough day for financial markets after falling more than 380 points, or more than 4% yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average could come under renewed selling pressure today. Foreign markets were mostly lower across the board this morning. Investors around the globe remain nervous following the terrorist events of last week. NPR's Jack Spear joins me now. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How are the financial markets reacting to the president's address last night?
Well, the president's speech was pretty tough. He talked about a lengthy war. Wall Street basically dislikes uncertainty, and nothing is more uncertain than when we start hearing talk about war, especially what even as the president said, could be a protracted war with multiple opponents, multiple targets, multiple countries on a global scale. And the overseas markets are reacting this morning. In Asia, the markets were down sharply this morning. Tokyo's Nikkei average was down, I think, 2% or so. Hong Kong stock markets down, European markets down across the board this morning.
I guess it's a record-setting week, but not the record that the investors like to set.
No, it's not. It's pretty grim, actually. It's hard to overstate the losses that we've been seeing this week. Just to give you some perspective, on the Dow Jones Industrial Average alone this week, we've lost over 1,000 points. The Dow is now down more than 12% for the week, and I think somewhere in the neighborhood of over $1 trillion in investor wealth has simply evaporated this week, Bob.
Well, I guess it's to be expected, not the real climate of confidence.
Yeah, it is expected to some extent, but, you know, I'm not sure anyone expected it to this extent. I think we are definitely in uncharted territory here. The stock market's usually a pretty good barometer of what we can expect to see in uncertain times. And right now, the market is really all over the place, but mostly lower because of the huge level of uncertainty that's going on out there. And until there is some degree of certainty, and we start to see some improvement maybe in the news on an international scale, the news from in terms of corporate profits, we're going to continue to see a market, I think, that's under pressure.
But where are the bargain hunters? There have to be some good deals now.
Yeah, we haven't seen valuations to some degree like this since 1998. The market's just down to about those levels now. I think that there's a lot of speculation on the part of many analysts that some of the bargain hunters will re-enter the stock market soon. Just how soon is the unknown question at the moment. How much lower does the market have to go before some of these institutional investors start coming in and buying? And that's the question many analysts are asking.
NPR's Jack Spear. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.